Brilliance Audio presents The Great and Only Barnum, The Tremendous, Stupendous Life of Showman P.T. Barnum, by Candace Fleming. Performed by Christopher Lane. He was P.T. Barnum, known far and wide for his bearded ladies and skeleton collections, his midgets and three-ring circuses, his wax museums, jumbo elephants, dancing bears, and mermaids. But by the time the reporter from the New York Herald arrived, P.T. Barnum was an old man. When the reporter was led to the showman's bedroom, she was shocked by his frail appearance. Too tired to leave his Bridgeport, Connecticut mansion, Barnum now found comfort in watching the gulls outside his window and daydreaming about the upcoming circus season. "I long to ride with the circus once more," he told the reporter. The reporter felt an instant kinship with the old man. She, too, loved the circus, especially the Barnum and Bailey circus. "It always took my breath away," she later admitted. She was here to uncover the real P.T. Barnum, so she asked her first question. It was, she later confessed, an impertinent one. "Do you ever wish you had done something more important with your life? Do you ever wish you had become a doctor, or preached from the pulpit and saved men's souls?" The jobs the reporter mentioned were certainly more respectable, but were they really more important than Barnum's 60 years in show business? He didn't think so. "Amusement may not be the great aim of life," he finally answered, "but it gives zest to our days." Barnum had dedicated his life to amusing people. His goal, wrote historian Philip B. Coonhart, was to awaken a sleeping sense of wonder, to help open the eyes of his fellow citizens to the amazing diversity of the human and natural world. To do this, he had introduced them to the rare, the strange, the beautiful, and the exotic. Startling inventions, little-known tribespeople, fossils, mummies, and three-headed snakes. All this, and much, much more, had been Barnum's contribution to 19th-century America. Yet some people called him silly and selfish. They made fun of his museums and circuses, and claimed that his only purpose was to make lots of money. "He represents everything crass and self-serving in the American character," the famous author Mark Twain once wrote. What did Barnum say to those critics? "I am a showman," he replied simply, "and all the gilding shall make nothing else of me."